This is KCUR 89.3. Tahir Barazi left his mother, father, brother, and sister in Syria last month to come study at Park University on a student visa. He's not one of the 10,000 Syrian refugees who have come to the United States under the U.S. resettlement plan, but as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, Barazi still worries he could face some of the same suspicion his fellow Syrians have faced as refugees.
Tahir Barazi's face reflects no sign of concern as he sits, hands folded on his desk, listening as Park University's Dr. Adam Potast leads his class on critical thinking.
Donald Trump wants you to believe certain things, so getting involved in actually believing the results of your own critical thinking.
Barazi knew in high school he wanted to pursue a degree in computer science in a foreign country where he felt he could get a better education. He saw the Park University scholarship on a website for something called Education USA, a State Department program aimed at bringing foreign students to the United States. Barazi says he was surprised and elated to get the award, and in these first few weeks, he's already feeling he's learning more than he would have in Syria.
Professors are so proficient here. They're like explaining every single thing. We don't have this in Syria.
He wasn't sure he would come until the violence around Damascus got so bad he felt he had to leave to pursue his studies. He worried he'd encounter anti-Islamic feelings.
I actually expected some people not to like me, but I'm having a lot of friendships just because I'm from Syria. You know, everybody is being so welcoming.
Many other things have surprised Barazi in the short time he's been here. For example, that a family would be waiting for him at the airport at 3 a.m. after his plane was 13 hours late. Barazi also was surprised at how hard it was to leave his real family back home. When he saw his brother and sister crying, he almost changed his mind and stayed.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking. At the last moment, actually, to be honest, I was like, no, I don't want to leave my family.
It was his youngest sibling who ultimately motivated Barazi to follow through with his dream of seeking an education in the United States.
My little brother, who is 9 years old, said that, no, you need to follow your dream. We'll be okay. Yeah. When I heard this from a 9 years old boy, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Barazi's already lost an uncle to what he euphemistically calls the crisis. He says it's too painful to talk about the details. And now that he's in Parkville, he does find himself wondering if, when he ventures off campus, people will associate him with terrorists back home.
You see me, you're hearing me, am I, a bad guy? Do I seem like a bad guy? I just want to be safe. You all know that ISIS are not Muslims. They're just some group of people who are trying to give a false view about Muslims.
A false view.
Mm-hmm. And Syrians got out of their countries just to be safe.
I think it's inevitable that he's going to run into someone who's ignorant or narrow-minded.
That's journalism professor Steve Youngblood, who arranged for Barazi's trip to Park University. He took care of the administrative aspects of the scholarship that's funding Barazi's time here. Youngblood's traveled the world teaching something called peace journalism, the practice of journalism with the intent of resolving conflict, of building relationships. He believes Barazi will ultimately have a good experience in Parkville.
As you've discovered by talking to him, he's very intelligent, and I think that he understands that most people here do have open minds and are receiving him the same way that they should receive all international students.
As Barazi enters his third week of classes at Park, he's enjoying his friends, the campus, and his studies. But he says, don't ask about the food. He misses his mother's rice. He is looking forward to a few things, Halloween and American Thanksgiving, and returning to Syria when he finishes his degree.
And do whatever I can do to make Syria better than what it was before the crisis.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.